The Tim Conway Jr. Show, starring Tim Conway Jr.
It's just the way I roll.
On 97.1 SoCal's FM Talk Station.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. And before we get back to this, Tracy Eisen's in the house.
Go Lakers!
Yeah, Lakers 104-108 and Utah 104. This is almost over, Tim.
Tracy is the head of what? National sales?
I'm the head of something.
Right.
And
with all the blink and all the bleeping.
Okay, wait a minute.
No, Tracy wasn't.
That's not wrong.
It wasn't you. No, it was.
Oh, and it was probably me.
It was okay, the H word.
Porno star is not. It can go over there. Yeah, sure. Where is she? I came back for this.
Oh, you came back to see her?
Yes.
Wow.
It was very nice of you to bring the food.
That's why I brought the refreshments. You little pasta, a little porno. Come on.
Oh, I see. So you're going to get buzzed,
porno
get back here
pasta.
With your chick, and so, then your boyfriend's out of town.
Listen.
Boom.
It's been a slow week.
Back to the Tyson house, man.
Can you blame me?
Well, you wanted us to talk to a porno star and eat clams?
Yes.
I don't know.
Mussels and clams.
Where'd you get this food? It's unbelievable.
This is from Cabrera. This is on La Brea between 3rd and 4th. And I want to thank Matt for setting us up tonight.
Are they listening tonight?
Absolutely, yes. Wow. They're big fans of the station.
Hey, isn't Matt affiliated with the restaurant, the Italian restaurant out near Universal?
Could be.
Cod del Sol. I think the same people.
Yes, you know what?
Yeah.
You are absolutely correct.
There's some kind of affiliation.
Off of Riverside. Or, yeah. No, I'm wrong. Linkersham.
Yes. There's some connection, and they both are incredible.
Yeah. Okay, now, folks, I'm going to get my ass chewed out tomorrow by Jack Silver, unless we come clean here.
Okay. Uh-oh.
This is not Tracy from sales. This is Caden Cross. Nice
all
to
right.
see you.
I am the porn star.
She's the porn star. She's just pretending to be in sales. How you been, Caden?
I'm fabulous.
Hello, ladies.
Okay, she brought her soundtrack.
Let me go back to my voice, my porno voice.
I like that.
And she's got to go out to sales tomorrow.
Hello,
like, hey,
ladies.
Was that really you last night?
You know what's interesting, Tim, is the porno just had, the sound of porno is a whisper. I mean, even if Hillary whispered, we'd feel different about
it. But she's too shrill. Oh, man.
That would be, porno Hillary would sell.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's think about that for a second.
Yeah, how about that, though? How about a movie where it's a three-way? It's Barack, McCain, and Hillary.
Maybe get some Carrie in there, though, because
would that sell?
I'd rather see Barack, Hillary, and Kerry in a threesome than McCain.
John McCain, yeah.
With
plus
all due respect.
He's probably, he's been gotten his ass kicked so many times over the years. He's probably got all scars and crazy
wait,
crap.
You know what? I have an idea.
By the way, we thank him
what?
For all his service.
McCain can stand the sun.
I got to make that work. We
how
thank
about,
him for all his service.
Absolutely.
But McCain stands on the sidelines, but the wife. Now, that would be hot.
Yeah, the wife is unbelievable.
You know what? I got an idea. Hillary stands on the side, McCain on the side. McCain's wife and Obama. There we go. I'm in.
Can I tell you who Tim thinks the wife looks like?
Sure.
Yeah, who do you think John McCain's wife looks like?
Well, there's so many people. I mean,
take another look at it and remember this tomorrow when you look at her, okay? Or you Google her tonight. John McCain's wife looks like John McCain.
Well, that is with a wig. Okay.
It's unbelievable. They're like brother and sister.
It's just that John has bigger breasts.
But if you're going to... But for porno, I need the wig and the long hair.
Now, if...
Lipstick.
Let's say John McCain comes back and he wins in November, right? Hmm. Is Cindy McCain going to be the first lady with breast implants? Is that possible?
I think that
it's
is exciting.
Be,
a first
probable,
lady with breast
right?
implants? Hello. I mean, come on.
We've come a long way,
yeah,
baby.
Exactly. Women's suffrage right on the front lines.
And I have another question for Arsenio Hall here.
If she don't get some breasts, it's men's suffrage.
Exactly.
Barack Obama, his big saying is, yes, we can.
Yeah.
Yes, we can. Yes we can.
And people repeat it and chant it.
Now, if he loses in November, are they going to change it to thought we could?
he might not even need one if he loses.
Now, if he wins, are you going to be invited to the White House?
Well, You know, Tim, this is going to surprise you, but that's a brother I've never met.
You've never met him?
Never met him. I started doing stand-up in Chicago, and I think he was in elementary school.
But you know Jesse Jackson?
Oh, yeah.
Al Sharpton?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Wait. There's no black people I don't know other than Barack. You know? I don't know. He's the only brother I've never met.
All right. Well, you got to meet him, dude.
I know, like, brothers all over the world. I know Nelson Mandela, who, by the way, dealt with prison but could not handle his wife when he got out. Isn't that amazing?
Oh, boom, boom.
When he got out, he had to get a divorce.
I know.
Well, he was able to deal with...
He was happier in jail than he was with her.
That's something to say about marriage.
Yeah. All right, Tracy is with us, head of national sales and kicks ass here.
I just want to say, I thought that the porno star was another brother that Arsenio has never met. Right. I saw the pictures.
Now, Tracy, are you a religious woman?
I was brought up religious. I mean, yes, I believe in a spiritual being.
Are you Catholic?
What am I going to say? You're not supposed to talk about that on the air. I mean, what do you want me to commit?
What are you? Are you Christian?
I was brought up Baptist, Lutheran? To be honest.
Baptist? Right on.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, you know, yeah. I
Sister.
Mean, I know how it goes. Whoa. Yes.
Now, have you ever gone to church?
Yes, Jesus!
Have you ever gone to church stoned?
Oh, no. Honestly, I've never been stoned.
You've never been stoned?
No,
in
and
your
I
life.
Have no issue about it. It's just not my thing, you know. Remember The Voice?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, no, I missed that. What about The Voice?
She's a professional singer.
So, but hey, I love the bottle. I drink the alcohol. So I'm not trying to be like prude or anything. It's just I don't. It's not my
right.
Thing.
Yeah.
Can I hear her sing just a little bit?
Oh, God. She's last time I was on here, you made me sing
What is?
I'll sing with
we
you.
Come
on,
music
Ryan.
Here.
Randy.
All right. What are you going to?
What
are you going to sing here?
Wang Wong.
What are you going to sing here?
You know what? Every time.
Let's go.
I knew it.
Oh, for me, baby.
You
all
are
right.
In trouble.
Tracy Tyson,
you
everybody.
Bring us
every time I come
the
on the air.
Star.
Here we
okay.
go.
But you gonna
bring
head
of national
funk.
Sales.
This is a very big intro.
Bring
the
rock. CBS in Los Angeles.
This is really embarrassing. All right. See the people walking down the street. Fall in line, just walking on the beat. They don't know where they want to go, but they're rocking in time. Cause they got the beat, they got the beat, they got the beat.
Why is she working
yeah,
here?
Yeah, they got the
go?
Beat.
What the hell?
I do bar mitzvahs, I do weddings. Call right now. Conway's my agent.
Wow. That's
all right.
So great.
Have I proven? Dude, can I
that,
go on?
That voice is terrific. It really is. Hey, we got to run something by you since you're the head of national sales.
All right.
Gina has done the new voiceovers for our rejoins. Is that what they're called? And mm-hmm. we want to play them for you and see if we can legally use them and if it's a good idea to use them.
Okay.
And maybe you'll take it to Jack and try to sell it for us because we're not very good at that.
Well, you know how much I love Gina.
Yes.
Absolutely.
All right, here's the new slogan for the station. Here we go.
97.1 Free FM.
It's perfect. With the seagulls and the ocean.
Oh, my God.
It's the best. Or maybe how about this one?
97.1 SoCal's FM Talk Station.
Can I just tell you guys that there is a gal over at The Wave that actually sings these things out loud. I think she's auditioning on a daily basis. But once in a while, because all the salespeople are located in the same area, you know, on the other side of the building, and all of a sudden she'll do that. She'll be like, 94.7 The Wave.
Oh, she throw a
is
little
that
funk
Gina?
In it.
Totally.
A little run, a little Luther
oh,
run.
Man.
In it.
No.
You know, that's where I heard it from. I couldn't figure out where I heard
Gina,
that
was
from.
Fabulous, by the way, but I don't think so.
Yeah, let's
wait
play
a second. Where have you heard it?
I guess The Wave has this.
There's a gal
oh,
at The Wave.
Oh, my God. I knew because I thought I heard it, too.
Yeah, it's The Wave,
oh.
I guess. All right, let's play the first one again. Here we go.
97.1 Free FM.
Oh, no.
Come here, baby.
Simply Red.
You know, girl, sometimes when we're making love, and when I'm holding you, I feel so good.
Holding my feet.
All right, go
Huxtable.
To Cabrera, right?
Cabrera. It's on La Brea between 3rd and 4th, and ask for Matt.
Yeah, that food that we just had is unbelievable.
Who is not bad to look at, by the way. So,
all right, and your boyfriend's out of town.
2 weeks. I'm going to go back to Cabrera and just look at Matt.
And you celebrated a birthday recently.
I did.
Happy birthday, baby.
Yeah. I'm getting up there. It's not. I don't even discuss that. It's not pretty.
All right. But you got to talk to Arsenio Hall here because he knows everybody in the record business. And you should be making millions.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure.
You know the problem, though? The problem with the record business now is being able to sing is a disadvantage.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that right?
He's right. Because remember, my boyfriend's a vocal teacher, and this is not.
Let me tell you something.
Then I can make it.
Take, for instance, Patti LaBelle. Patti LaBelle knocked the lining off a song. But that's not what we need right now. We need more, oops, I did it again. Mm-hmm. You know, it's about something you can sing quick. It's about not really over-singing and being a great singer.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
And 14-year-old boobs, which, I'm sorry, I don't have those. I do have boobs, but not 14-year-old boobs. So you need 14-year-old boobs these days. I don't know.
Hey, listen, you can, you could have 2-month-old boobs.
You know what am I saying? We have those clients on the air.
July.
I'm going to call the doctor right now.
All right, Tracy, thanks for coming by.
Can Tracy take us to break with the song?
Yeah, for God's sakes.
Right. Tracy's going to sing us a song as we go
to break.
All right,
bring it on, Randy Ryan.
How about some Paula Abdul?
Here we go.
Oh, for God's sakes.
All right, it's the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Arsenio Hall's with us.
Oh, right in the spirit of Arsenio Hall, right. Of course,
yeah.
This song.
This makes my nipples hard.
And we're live at 97.1 Free FM.
In a dream, I don't know which way to go. Tell me now, ew. Are all that you seem. Baby, I'm moving way too slow. I've been moved before. Wouldn't like to get my thoughts taught in the gym and dorm. Information, please.
Me and Tim clap on different beats.
Yeah. Now tell me, do you really want to love me forever?
Tim. Wait, what's the
clapping?
Hey,
oh, my God, he threw me off.
Hey, call Tim Conway Jr. now. 520-9710.
This guy's awesome.
The Tim Conway Jr. Show on 97.1 SoCal's FM Talk Station.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. And Arsenio Hall is with us.
Yes, I am.
And it's a pleasure to see you every Wednesday, dude.
Arsenio Hall is my stage name. You know, I was born Elaine.
Elaine Epstein, right?
Yeah. You've seen my website.
Right, exactly.
ArsenioHall.com. All those facts.
But, Arsenio is with us every Wednesday. I'm going to take the next couple weeks off, so we'll see you in early June. Maybe you can enjoy yourself, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Take a Wednesday
off. Do you want me to babysit?
Take one of those open door crabs.
Would you like me to babysit while you're gone?
Yeah, would you?
Take care of your kid.
Okay. All right, folks. The Lakers have won. What was the final? 111-104, I believe.
Well, I turned the channel to one of these Tyler Perry sitcoms.
Yeah,
so
111-104.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 111-104.
Yeah.
And people are now leaving the Staples Center. How's your Lakers look? Now, if they win this next one's going to be where? Is it going to be in Los Angeles, or are they going to go back to Utah?
I think we're going to go to Utah, and because we have a home advantage, then we'll come back here if there's a game 7, right?
All right.
Is that right, Randy?
I think it is, yeah. I believe that is correct. Well, I'll tell you when it is here. All right, Thursday, the Lakers have off. San Antonio will play New Orleans. I wonder who will win that. And then on Friday, it's a big NBA, Lakers at Utah and Boston at Cleveland. Boston leads that series 3-2, and the Lakers lead the series 3-2. Now, Boston could end up playing the Lakers in the finals.
I think that's what everybody in positions of power and marketing at
They'd like to see that.
And, I mean, me and your dad want Cleveland there, but that's not the best marketing thing.
Right. Well, you know, the old Boston Celtics, L.A. Laker playoffs and, finals were the best.
An amazing rivalry. It reminds us of Bird and Magic, which we were already in love with because of the March Madness Bird-Magic situation where Magic was the victor.
Do you remember the Memorial Day Massacre? The Lakers lost in Boston by like 38 points.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, bad vibes.
Absolutely.
Anyway, so the Lakers kicked ass tonight. They looked sensational. They really never, were losing at all during the game. It was pretty close. The Lakers pulled it off at the end, and they go on to play Utah, man. Look at that.
So that's Lakers leading that 3-2, and, of course, Cleveland lost 89-96, and that one is also 3-2, Celtics leading.
Yeah. Now, the Los Angeles Lakers, Kobe Bryant had 26 points. Odom had 11, and Gasol had 8 points. Look at that.
Let me hear you pronounce his first name, Gasol.
I don't even know it. What is
it's it's actually, I think, Pa.
Oh, yeah. Paul Gasol. Yeah, right.
But when Gasol. I first heard of him, I thought it was Paul. P-A-U-L. But it's spelled weird, and it's like saying the hand of a bear. Paw.
Yeah, the paw. Yeah. The guy's kicking ass, man.
And it's P-A-U, right?
Yeah. I imagine that those Lakers seats also very expensive for that game. That was the big game to see in Los Angeles in recent years.
Absolutely.
The tonight's Laker game. If you had tickets for that, I know Arsenio had them, and he gave them up to come in here. But that was the game to see tonight.
I was going to hang in a suite tonight with Dr. Buss. I went.
Is that right?
Yeah. That's because a friend of mine is real tight with Dr. Buss. That has nothing to do with me. Trust me. But I went. I took my girlfriend, my son, my mother, myself. Floor seats last year. Final game against the Suns. Right.
Right.
$20,000.
Wow. Is that right?
Yeah. You know, I mean, you talk about what it costs to park and go to the movie theater.
Christ.
Try a Laker game on the floor with your family. That's insane.
$20,000.
That could get Gina out of debt.
Wow. Do you hear that, Gina?
It almost hurts. You know what I mean?
But, you know, the Hornets are actually leading the series with San Antonio.
Yeah. Do you like this Chris Paul?
Up 3-2.
You like Chris Paul?
Yeah, he's not a bad guy. He had 25 points. The other day.
I mean, Chris Paul against Tony Parker is what basketball was invented to be. That's what Dr. Naismith in Springfield, Massachusetts wanted us to see.
Yeah.
Chris Paul versus Tony Parker.
It's good times, man. All right, we've got to take a short break here. We'll come back with John and Jeff from the John and Jeff Show.
Arsenio
Hall is with us, man. It's Tim Conway Jr. The Lakers again win tonight 111-104. Lead 3-2 against the Utah Jazz. And it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM.
Well, we couldn't get anyone else to show up regularly except him.
What an a-hole.
The Tim Conway Jr. Show on 97.1 SoCal's FM talk station.
Hey, party people, it's the John and Jeff Show. Talking to you all night on the radio. John and Jeff Show.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM, and John and Jeff join us from the John and Jeff Show. Nice to see you, fellas.
Now, how did you all decide what to call the show?
We flipped a coin, literally.
What did you really call flip it? A coin?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
In 1998, we flipped a coin, and I won.
Is that right?
Jeff never wins coin tosses.
That's a bad coin toss to lose.
I got robbed.
Although Jeff and John doesn't sound like John and Jeff.
We would have gone with it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Jeff privately will tell you how pissed he is. All right.
I think Jack Silver would have been Darcy and Gomez.
Was JeffJohn.com available?
We never searched.
Yeah.
I think once the coin toss was
only
over.
.net.
F him.
There you go.
Right? Is that what you said after the coin toss? F Jeff? All right. What's happened on the big show tonight?
Work in the third shift can be hazardous to your relationship, so.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Bad vibes?
Divorce rates sky high if you work at night. Sorry,
Jesus
Tim.
Christ.
Yeah.
Well, I got to get divorced then.
Yeah.
Or get home. One of the two.
Or bring her here.
Yes. Yeah. All right. John and Jeff will talk about the third shift divorce rate and how strenuous it is on your relationship. Got to thank Arsenio Hall. Very funny guy. Very generous guy to come in here. He doesn't need the money. He doesn't need the time. He doesn't need the fame. He comes in anyway.
Hey, man. It's a tribute to how working with you can change a man's life.
Get out of here,
you're the
dude.
Man. You're the man. You're a hell of a professional. I love doing this on Wednesdays.
Well, then I'm sure we'll hear you next Wednesday with Sam Phillips. You okay?
I'm sorry. I think I got it.
Choking?
I don't know what that is in my throat.
All right, John Jeff up next.
I got to go home
it's
for 2 weeks.
Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. You all right? And by the way, that is a big wang.
Okay. You know it.
Well, it's a whole lot of wang.
What do you weigh?
I weigh, right now, I'm down to 260.
And what were you, 275 when you started Shape Fitness?
I was 278 when I started
Jesus
Shape
Christ.
Fitness.
What's the rule of thumb? Does the penis get larger when the man gets larger? Is that the thing? Like
no, it gets much smaller.
Oh.
Because the fat kind of...
Your mic is on.
I'm serious. It gets much smaller because the fat kind of envelops it.
Dude, your microphone's on, man.
Wait, we're on the air right now?
We absolutely are.
How about
and that,
that
girl
guy?
You took out last week, she's listening.
That guy admitting that his wiener's gone.
Not only admitting it, but admitting that his wiener got smaller. Used to be bigger. Could have had a larger one, but I covered it up.
Oh,
I covered it up with parquet. Cholesterol.